शरणं गच्छामि। धम्मं शरणं गच्छामि। संघं शरणं गच्छामि।
Many centuries ago, along the corridors of a moonlit palace, unseen by the world, a handsome young prince was walking away from the powers and pleasures of his familiar royal life. As his chariot stood waiting at the portico, he paused for a moment of hesitation at the doors of his bedchamber and took one last loving look at his young wife and little son, sleeping in oblivious innocence. Then he tore away his resolute glance from the two slumbering figures and walked ahead into the arms of destiny. Along with that poignant moment in history, a veil began to lift from the slumbering spirituality of mankind. In that act of compelling courage and renunciation lay the most practical version of that universal promise of seek and thou shalt find. As Prince Siddhartha went on to become the Buddha, as he attained enlightenment, the thinking world found its path to wisdom. This difficult journey, thanks to Buddha, can be approached through a parallel road, if we take recourse to a path that's lit up evenly by a source of enlightenment generated thousands of years ago. A path that's made soothing by the cool breeze of eternal teachings, guiding the attitudes and actions of the seeker in us ever since. At that historic flashpoint of his enlightenment had emerged the most compelling logic that makes all his teachings so simple to embrace. It is enshrined in the Four Noble Truths delineated by Buddha. Life in this world is characterized by suffering. Because this worldly suffering is all-pervading, it must have a universal cause. And he recognized that root cause of suffering as desire. He then realized that suffering can be overcome by giving up useless cravings and leading a life of high morals and service to others. He then showed us the eight pursuits to enlightenment, the eightfold path. The right understanding, right motives, right speech, right action, right means of livelihood, right effort, right intellectual activity, and right contemplation. Traveling on the Eightfold Path of Buddha is made easy by the precise code of ethics known as Akusala Kusala Dhamma, wherein the Kusala, or the key to right and righteous living, lies in the absence or the rejection of the various Akushalas. Buddha has identified them as Lobha, or greed, Dvesha, or hatred, Moha, or delusion. From these three cardinal evil tendencies spring the other Akushalas. Panatipato, or destruction of life. adinnadanam, taking what's not given. Kamesu michhacharo, non-chastity. Musavado, lying. Pisunavacha, slander. Parusavacha, harsh speech. Sampappalapo, frivolous talk. Abhijja, covetousness. Vyapado, or ill will. And Michhadithi, or delusion. From the fundamental instructions for ideal living, the path of the Buddha leads us to the boulevards of light and joy. Here, the mind rises above matter and the material. We are ushered into the appeal of the teachings and the virtues of the awakened one. This is the realm of the Dhammapada, where in Buddhavagga it is said that our life is shaped by our mind, and we can take our lives into our own hands, aided by our insights into the joys and sorrows, the causes and effects of thoughts and actions. Thus, having come to terms with the delusions and challenges of life, we approach the ideal through a set of 6 pithy shlokas from Dhammapada, which eventually explores and defines the main pursuits of the disciples and followers of Buddha. Keep your focus on Buddha. Be absorbed in Dhamma, truth and teachings. Belong to and walk along the Sangha. Stay focused on sense training. Rejoice in compassion. And finally, exult in meditation. Trust in the promise that Buddha's teachings can make man realize his potential, even make him a Buddha.
Dhammam sharanam
गच्छामि संघं शरणं गच्छामि
बुद्धं शरणं गच्छामि धम्मं शरणं गच्छामि संघं
गच्छामि धम्मं शरणं गच्छामि संघं शरणं गच्छामि
बुद्धं शरणं गच्छामि धम्मं शरणं गच्छामि संघं शरणं गच्छामि बुद्धं शरणं गच्छामि धम्मं शरणं गच्छामि संघं शरणं
संघं शरणं गच्छामि।